This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora talking about Rafi Devers being pushed back again, in all caps, as it says in my rundown that Dan Ball puts together. Won't be till Saturday. Again. Although at least this
what
time,
do you do around here,
it's guys? Not BP. He's actually going to be facing Crochet and Buehler, which is probably better than game at-bats that he might have gotten. He's going to be facing two elite guys on his own team. But we need to get into the Red Sox a little bit here on WEEI Afternoons because we've spent a lot of time this spring, rightfully so, waving pom-poms, I guess we'd say.
No doubt.
Embracing the buzz, I guess we'd say.
Riding the wave?
Well, the wave just freaking crashed into a reef, and we are getting bloodied on the coral. Because
I think we maybe took on a little water. I don't know if we just got smoked.
Have you been following everything that's going on in frickin' Fort Myers?
Of course I do. It's part of my job.
So Trevor Story didn't play today. He was scratched with back stiffness. The guy we always worry about. Oh, he's having a great spring. He's kicking ass. He's taking names. But everybody says, yeah, what's going to happen when he goes on IL by May 5th? Well, it's March 11th, and he was scratched. Brian Baio, not going to be ready to start the season. Rafi Devers hasn't done anything yet.
What does he have, an acute case of out-of-shapeness?
He's working on his shoulders. You know, because it's great when you bring an injury from last year into the new year. I love it when that happens.
He had 6 months to rehab it, I think?
Yeah, he did. Lucas Giolito, he's getting an MRI. They hope it's nothing major. Hopefully he'll make his next start.
He's been a huge plus ever since they signed him. That was sarcasm.
Dan Ball, what else am I missing? Because I feel like the list was a little bit longer and I may have left a couple names off of it.
Sorry, I was producing the podcast. Back to you, Andy.
Oh, okay. The bottom line is everything that's going on in Fort Myers over the last couple days feels negative.
Andy. It's due to back. We got to have a little pushback. It's got to go this way.
Is it balance? Is it just balance?
Yes.
Yin and yang?
Yes. Yes, that's as Thanos said, perfectly balanced, just as it should be. All things right in the universe.
Because
we can't have all good news, especially with what's going on with the Yankees. We got to get a little karmic pushback.
Well, and that's the thing. I was fixating so much on Garrett Cole and the Yankees, and looking at my updated World Series odds, which improved for the Boston Red Sox due to the Cole injury, that I maybe wasn't focusing enough on the day-to-day operations in spring training, where all these little minor issues, and I do want to emphasize they are minor at this point. Until we find out they're major, we will deem them minor. And St. Bregman will fix it, because St. Bregman, see your latest by your guy, Teddy?
About buying suits for the youngins?
Bought everybody suits.
Dude, just doing what he learned down there in H-Town.
He's got a hat. He absolutely must have like a sponsorship deal or something.
Who cares? I don't care.
It's a nice.
Yeah.
He's got like the casual Bregmans, Bregnobos, wherever.
You know where he's at right now? I've been thinking about this. He's the guy. He's already won a couple championships.
Yep.
He's got his golden gloves. He's just like, he loves football. He's a dirt dog. He's come to a place where it is it's Fenway's a cathedral for baseball.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he's going to love playing out his last few years of baseball in a town that appreciates and loves baseball. And I think he's just having fun. He's made his money. He's got his championships. His legacy is cemented. And now I think he's just, you're seeing a guy who's relaxed, having fun, and wants to get back to the game that he loves so much. And so he's doing things with the younger guys that the older guys, when he was young, did for him. And I think that's really cool.
And most...
Let's go, baby.
But I'm on that side.
That's Alex Bregman horn. I'm optimistic about the Red Sox, but I'm a bigger fan of Alex Bregman.
Most importantly, he's doing all that stuff. That stuff's great.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's also hitting. He's having a pretty good spring. I like the sounds of that, because if you marry that up with hitting,
that's it.
We got something.
What about this Trace Thompson guy who's
killing it,
absolutely just ripping the cover off the ball, and also is a name I would say 95% of Red Sox Nation has never heard of prior to this week?
Oh, yeah, no, he's not exactly. I mean, of all the names between the newcomers, the holdovers, the prospects, and you're like, who's having the best spring? Who is Trace Thompson? Oh,
but could there be an opportunity, Andy, just in case they don't want to bring up Roman Anthony? You know, you got Rafael and Duran in the outfield. Abreu, with his mysterious, you know, Porzingis virus or whatever he had, causing him to lose a surprising amount of weight. Now, if they don't want to bring up Anthony, could this guy out of nowhere just make the roster and be like the spring sensation that makes his way to Fenway? Could be.
Absolutely. I mean, there's always a guy somewhere in baseball every summer who everybody forgets about, discounts, has a great spring, parlays that into a roster spot, then has a role and whatever. I mean, I don't rule it out. I don't think it's ideal for them. I'd rather the Red Sox not have room for him, because I think they have enough returning talent, new talent, prospects that I'd prefer they not have room for him. But if they're going to be banged up, have some injuries, have some issues, sure, I'll take a guy that's swinging a hot stick in spring training. 617-779-7937. That was our one tiny little negative Red Sox segment for the entire spring. We're done with it. We got all the news and information out there. We're going back to buzz and optimism and World Series talk. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to go back to Patriots free agency. And I think there was a very clear theme yesterday during free agency that we saw really unfold. And speaking of unfolding, I see a guy on the phone lines that apparently wants to talk to us who I hope he's not mad at me. And if so, I'll be hiding behind Ted Johnson with that anger. Jermaine Wiggins, what's up? Welcome to WEEI Afternoon.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, how you doing? This is Jermaine in East Boston. I was getting ready to head and go get me an Italian sub, and I was thinking about putting pickles on it, but then somebody told me pickles were cucumbers. Wait. I need some help with that one. Can Teddy Johnson help me out?
Hey, man, I'm in the same boat you are, man. I didn't grow up where there were where cucumbers or pickles were made. I didn't know. Shoot, I was right there with you, Wiggy.
I had no idea. Somebody said, you know, pickles are cucumbers. I said, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
They said they're baby cucumbers.
They didn't teach that at Georgia.
I love cucumbers.
They didn't teach me that at Colorado. They didn't teach you that at Georgia. How are we supposed to know, man?
Wiggy, do you like pickles?
I do love pickles. I like the bread and butter pickles. I love the bread and butter pickles, and I love cucumbers. I used to just get, when I was younger, my mother used to buy cucumbers, and I just used to eat cucumbers, cut the tops off and eat them, wash them up, clean them up, and eat them just like that. And if I wasn't lazy, sometimes I'd peel the skin off, but I could eat it with the skin on.
That's nasty.
There you go, man. Just is eating cucumbers raw, no big deal. Just
now he's highbrow, and he puts them on his eyelids at the spa when he's getting rubbed down. Real quick, before we let you go, Jermaine, early thoughts. Give me like a two-sentence rundown on what the Patriots have done in free agency. Are we excited here?
Yep.
Listen, I am excited about what they've done in free agency, except they're loading up on the defense. I'm just hoping big splash comes from the offense. Hopefully what they'll do is they'll trade down. This is what I want. Trade down, get an extra second-round pick, see if you can trade that for A.J. Brown, take Tyler Warren in the first round, and now you got Tyler Warren, A.J. Brown. So
I love it.
That's what I do. You guys have a great day. See I'm about to go grab me some pickles right now.
Go, buddy. Go
enjoy,
get those,
Wiggy.
Go get those pickles, man.
From your lips to God's ears, if they get Tyler Warren and A.J. Brown, holy crap, is this an offseason. I don't think there's a shot in hell of it happening, but.
I don't know. It's just it's who's going to be there for if you know, Travis Hunter's there for and you trade, I don't know, maybe then you can't trade back.
There
you
know is a greater likelihood of a pickle tree growing in Wiggy's yard than there is. A.J. Brown coming to the Patriots for a second-round pick. Get out of here.
617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoon. Thanks for the call from Jermaine Wiggins. We will continue to talk Patriots offseason next here. WEEI Afternoons.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.